This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Hi there, everybody. Welcome into another hour, another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, hopefully we'll be joined momentarily by a representative of Lincoln. And Lincoln sales have been doing very well of late as the company moves towards crossovers and SUVs and a little bit away from sedans, and that seems to be trending in the regular automotive marketplace as well. We'll also be joined by, in this hour, the publisher of ConsumerGuide.com, Mr. Tom Appel. If you're going to be with us in hour number two of the broadcast, it's going to be a little bit of Oil 101. If you have any questions on the mechanical side of anything to do with lubrication with your vehicle, we'll be here to take your calls and emails. Email, you can do it anytime throughout the broadcast. It's Bob@AutoWorldRadio.com, Bob@BobLongRadio.com. And our toll-free line is just that, toll-free from anywhere across North America at 855-660-4261. Mackenzie's running the board today, so don't make him be lonely there. Give him a call and say hello at 855-660-4261. That's our toll-free line. Right now, we go hopefully to the Motor City and bring forth the marketing manager for Lincoln, Mr. Trevor Scott. Trevor?
Hi, Bob. How are you doing today?
Good. It's great to have you with us. Well, let's talk a little bit about that gravitating towards SUVs. It seems like consumers are moving away from sedans and moving more towards crossovers and SUVs, and you could almost say the same for folks in the luxury segment as well.
Correct. Yeah, I think we're seeing, you know, generally speaking, across both the premium and the non-premium industry, that certainly people are starting to show a stronger preference for utilities. And obviously, as you've seen over the last couple of years with the introduction of the all-new Navigator back in 2017, you know, we continue to see record-breaking sales with that large premium utility. And then just towards the end of last year at the LA Auto Show, we revealed our all-new Aviator, which is a three-row medium premium utility, which will be going on sale summer of this year. And so we feel with, you know, with those two products along with our strong Nautilus and MKC products that, you know, we are certainly in the driver's seat as far as you know, being prepared for that demand as you know, consumers continue to shift in that direction.
And the Nautilus has come out of the box strong, and I understand compared with the vehicle that replaces the MKX, sales are up across the board.
Correct. Yeah, we're seeing a lot of strong demand for that vehicle, and that really, that medium premium utility segment where the Nautilus competes is one of the strongest segments in the premium industry. And there's obviously a lot of competition there with the likes of, you know, Lexus RX and others. But the Nautilus has been doing very well since we released some of the major refreshenings for that vehicle just towards the end of last year.
That's great news, Trevor. Recently at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit, Lincoln made some headlines as well with an anniversary edition, the 80th anniversary Lincoln Continental, which arrives in style with iconic center opening doors. And I've seen pictures of the vehicle, and it certainly looks absolutely stunning.
Yes, it really is. It's something that we're really proud of. Obviously, you know, Lincoln has a rich heritage to call upon, and As we were approaching the 80th anniversary of Continental, we thought, what better way than to bring back those iconic center opening doors? And so working with a close supplier of ours, an upfitter that we will be doing the production through, we stretched the vehicle 6 inches. We added a whole bunch of rear seat amenities to that second row experience. And obviously, as you pointed out, those center opening doors really help the owner make a statement. Whether they're driving the vehicle or being driven in, we think it's a great vehicle for the Lincoln brand.
And it brings back something that we haven't seen since the 1960s with those coach doors.
That's correct, yeah. And obviously, being a prominent part of the Continental brand in the 60s, Lincoln is notorious for those center opening doors. And we certainly thought, bringing those back for this limited edition model was great for the brand. And we've certainly seen a lot of excitement around the vehicle.
That's great. And speaking of limited edition, I understand that you're only going to be building 80 of these for this year.
That's correct, yeah. So for the 19 model year, which does commemorate the 80th anniversary, we will only be building 80 of these units for that 80th anniversary. And we actually, just after revealing the product back in mid-December in New York, actually received enough client orders through our Lincoln Black Label dealers to fill that 80 units in the first 48 hours after reveal. So
Wow. Obviously
a lot of excitement around the vehicle. We've been really encouraged by it. We have been telling clients that are still interested in the vehicle that we are exploring a 20 model year edition. We certainly want to protect for the exclusivity of the 80 that we're building to commemorate that 80th anniversary. But we are looking at a 20 model year edition as well to follow that limited edition up.
That's outstanding. And these limited production 80 models, I understand, will have a special door sill which has its number built right into the sill.
Correct, yeah. So, obviously we want to be able to distinguish this limited edition vehicle. And so, one of the design cues that we've incorporated into this 19 model year Continental Coach door is a special, unique door sill that will be uniquely numbered with the limited edition number that client is receiving. So just one more touch just to play up that exclusivity of that 80th anniversary.
That's terrific. Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Trevor Scott is with us from Lincoln, and we're telling you all about this wonderful 80th anniversary Lincoln Continental, and also bringing you up to speed on all of the things that are happening within the Lincoln brand. And after we come back from this upcoming break, we'll talk more about the Aviator and the Nautilus and the MKC, and talk about that award-winning Navigator as well. Lincoln is definitely making headlines and racking up lots of sales, so we've got lots more to talk about with Trevor. And if you have a question, you can email us up at bob@autoworldradio.com. That's bob@autoworldradio.com, or as a backup, bob@boblongradio.com. Or you can give us a call at 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. We will be joined a little later on in this hour by Tom Appel, who is the publisher of Consumer Guide, and we'll get Tom's take on some of the vehicles that have gone through the office there at Consumer Guide within the last several weeks. So we always enjoy having Tom into the mix. When we come back with Trevor, we'll continue to talk all things Lincoln, and we'll talk a little bit more about Black Label. You heard Scott mention Black Label with this 80th anniversary coach edition, and Black Label is something very special for the Lincoln brand, and we'll tell you all about it. It's all straight ahead right here on Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back, and we're live all across North America on great radio stations like the one you're tuned into right now, or perhaps you're joining us online at GCNLive.com, anywhere around the world. We welcome you. We've got a great guest, Trevor Scott, the marketing manager for Lincoln. Lincoln's been making a lot of news with the 80th anniversary Continental Coach Door Edition, and we're going to talk to Trevor about the Lincoln Aviator, which saw its debut a while back at the Los Angeles International Auto Show. But before we get to that, Trevor, explain to folks what Blatt Black Label editions are and how they've been such a success for the brand.
Yeah, no, absolutely, Bob. So our Black Label brand is more or less a sub-brand of Lincoln. We launched it back in 2014, and effectively it is the premium execution of our Lincoln product. So everything from high-end materials that we use on the interior of the vehicle, exterior design cues that sort of differentiate it from the rest of the model lineup, but then also a unique set of client experiences. So things that we offer to those clients that, you know, that most other owners cannot. And so things like annual detailing for those Black Label owners, anytime car washes, sort of the unique set of travel arrangements that we make through our partnerships with brands like Clear. We basically try and provide a premium experience to actually help with the premium vehicle that they are driving as well. And so when we launched Black Label back in 2014, it's done wonders for us as a brand. It's really put us on the shopping list of clientele that might not have considered a Lincoln. And as we've introduced it on each new model, we've continued to see the brand, you know, really, really contribute and bring us, you know, new Lincoln owners that, you know, we might not have otherwise been able to conquest. And so, obviously, as you mentioned, Continental Coach Door, you know, will be offered off of our Black Label brand. So this is, you know, taking the existing Continental Black Label and then adding in all of that unique and special content with the Continental Coach Door edition. And you know, we've really been happy with the Black Label brand, and we continue to see it grow.
That's great. Let's talk about the all-new Lincoln Aviator for 2020. It made its debut in L.A. at the auto show a while back, but it's continuing to make lots of news, and people are talking all about some of its advanced technologies as well as the Grand Touring Performance option. Tell our listeners about some of the advanced technologies that are available and are standard on the Aviator.
So a lot of new features to the Lincoln brand that will debut on the all-new Aviator, as you mentioned, coming out later this year as a 20-model-year edition. You know, building on the standard powertrain for the Lincoln Aviator, which is our 3-liter engine, which delivers north of 400 horsepower and 400 pound-feet of torque. What we have done through our Grand Touring Edition, which is a 3-liter plug-in hybrid, is by adding that electric motor, delivered a performance option that delivers north of 450 horsepower and 600 pound-feet of torque. And so, what we have done is through the Grand Touring Hybrid, provided our Lincoln clientele not only with the utility and functionality of a 3-row midsize premium utility, but also the performance option through that 3-liter gas engine combined with the electric motor.
That's really remarkable. And when will the hybrid become available?
The hybrid will be coming available just a little bit later after the launch of our Aviator Gas edition. So it'll just be a few short months following the launch of Aviator Gas, which, again, will be in the summer of this year. But a number of other features that we'll be adding to the Aviator, things like phone as a key, which will provide clients with the ability to get rid of their key fob and use their smartphone as access to getting in and out of their vehicle and starting their vehicle, as well as things like air glide suspension, which will allow the clients to ride different suspension settings, as well as lower the vehicle upon approach so that it will make the ingress and egress for that owner that much easier.
The phone as my key feature is really an industry first, and I can see a lot of people who are really into their smartphones absolutely loving that capability.
Absolutely, yeah. And so there's, you know, really all of the features and functionality that we're trying to bring to the Lincoln brand are all about making the overall ownership experience effortless. And so anything that we can do to just make the overall experience of getting in and out of your vehicle, driving your vehicle, You know, traveling with your friends and family, all of those things, whatever we can do to try and make that overall experience more effortless, more seamless for the owner. That's, you know, really how we're trying to tailor the new features and functionality that we bring to our vehicles.
And built right in to the Lincoln is the Lincoln Copilot 360, plus some other special features are available, including traffic jam assist, evasive steer assist, reverse brake assist, and active park assist. That's a lot of technology.
Yeah, correct. I mean, obviously, you know, as you would expect in any premium vehicle, you know, driver assist technologies are really the price of entry. We want to, you know, make sure that we have all of the best in terms of safety and security in our Lincoln vehicle. And so, a number of new features, as you just mentioned, that again are, you know, really intended to try and make that overall driving experience effortless for the client. So, you know, things like traffic jam assist, which, you know, provide the clients with the ability to, you know, drive in either high traffic or low traffic situations, you know, with the various radar and functionality in the vehicle, you know, setting their cruise speeds, allowing them to just really just to drive more seamlessly and you know, be able to take a lot of the effort out of the overall driving experience. And that's what a lot of those Copilot 360 driver assist technologies are intended to do.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you have a question for Trevor, we'd love to hear from you, or you can always fire up an email to us at bob@autoworldradio.com. Let's talk a little bit more about the Nautilus. This vehicle replaced the MKX, and as we talked about a little bit earlier, its sales are up 13%, and certainly in the month of December, sales were up 13% over the previous model that it replaces. And this vehicle is a very bold and smooth operator. I guess that's the best way to put it. Tell us a little bit more about some of the special features that the Nautilus brings into the equation.
No, absolutely. You know, Nautilus, you know, as we discussed earlier, you know, being in that medium premium utility segment, you know, which again is one of the largest premium segments in the industry. You know, when we introduced the all-new Nautilus toward the end of last year, it is the replacement to the prior MKX. But, you know, beyond the all-new front grille that really adds to the design of the vehicle.
Hold that thought, Trevor. We'll come back on the other side.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney says President Trump is prepared for another government shutdown if Congress won't work with the President to secure the U.S.-Mexico border. Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy on NBC's Meet the Press.
The President is the only one who has been reasonable in these negotiations. I've been in every single meeting, so I watched it.
Longtime Trump associate Roger Stone was indicted on charges brought by Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who alleges that Stone, in coordination with senior Trump campaign officials, sought stolen emails from WikiLeaks in the hopes of damaging then-candidate debate Trump's opponents. During a CBS interview on Face the Nation, Republican Senator Susan Collins was asked if she thinks working with WikiLeaks should be considered a crime.
You have to know the circumstances of it, but I have great faith in Mr. Mueller's ability to pursue a fair and thorough investigation.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. 800-296-1261. That's 800-296-1261.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Thanks so much for being here. Trevor Scott joins us, the Lincoln Marketing Manager, telling us all about the Continental Coach Edition Black Label, as well as talking about the Aviator, and right now we're finishing up talking about the Nautilus, which debuted in Los Angeles, and as you said, Trevor, a bold new face that kind of mirrors the rest of the Lincoln lineup. And in addition to that, it's got a new turbocharged engine as well.
Correct. Yeah, lots of great technology in this vehicle. Our standard 2-liter EcoBoost engine, which delivers strong performance right out the gate. But really, the optional, the step up powertrain is our 2.7 liter V6, which delivers north of 335 horsepower and 380 pound-feet of torque, so plenty of get up and go in the Nautilus, but plenty of other features, whether they be driver assist features in our Lincoln Copilot 360 package or some of the more premium and elegant technologies that you had mentioned before. Lots of creature comforts in this Lincoln Nautilus that we debuted towards the end of last year.
Well, that's great, and of course you have the stylish MKZ sedan. How's that doing sales-wise?
The MKZ is doing great. As we discussed earlier, there's certainly a lot more clients that are looking at utilities these days, but the MKZ continues to hold its own. A lot of great features and functionality coming in the 20 model year edition for MKZ later this year. But both V and Continental continue to do well and are staples for the Lincoln lineup.
That's great, and certainly that vehicle, the MKZ, at least from the outside looking in, seems to have brought a lot of conquest buyers into the brand, because I know personally a couple of folks who are owners, and Lincoln was not on their radar screen before that vehicle.
No, absolutely, and those will continue to be strong products for us, and as we introduce new vehicles like the all-new Aviator and the Nautilus, we hope to continue to see the brand grow and continue to attract new luxury clients to the Lincoln brand.
Well, fantastic. And, of course, the MKC continues to do well. And, Trevor, time just flew. We'll definitely have to make arrangements to get you back with us down the road as you continue to unveil new product. And we can focus in a whole hour on, like, in that would be fun somewhere down the road.
Absolutely. Anytime, Bob. I appreciate you having me on.
All right. Thank you so much. There's Trevor Scott, the Lincoln Marketing Manager. I'm Bob Long. And now we go to suburban Chicago and bring forth the publisher of ConsumerGuide.com, Mr. Tom Appel. Tom, welcome to the broadcast. How are you doing?
Thanks for having me.
Interesting. Have you seen the, you went to Detroit, the Coach Door 80th anniversary Lincoln Continental. That is quite a good-looking vehicle. Trevor told us all 80 units were sold out within 48 hours.
Yeah, I think that is a legit collectible out of the chute because it's already unobtainable. So I think we could count on those holding their value pretty well.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the other vehicles that you guys have had the opportunity to test drive in recent weeks, including a 2019 from Toyota, the Yaris, the XLE rendition of the Yaris. XLE is more on the higher end, is it not, Tom?
Yeah, this is the best equipped Yaris you can get these days. And there's been some interesting Yaris news just in the last few days. The Yaris hatchback has been discontinued for 2019, may or may not return for 2020. So that leaves the sedan as the sole vehicle in the Yaris lineup. People who don't recall, the Yaris was briefly the Yaris AI, and before that it was actually a Scion product. It's actually built by Mazda in Mexico, sold by Toyota, had briefly been a Scion, and now it's a Toyota product. So this car's had a totally crazy resume, and all of that just sort of masks the fact that it's a great little car. It's a nice little sedan. It's fun to drive. It's very fuel efficient, and it's surprisingly affordable.
Yeah, let's talk about how affordable it is, because this is going to surprise lots of folks. The base sticker price on this vehicle is $18,550, and not including destination of $920. And then the vehicle that you had with no options, but it was the top of the line model, came out at $19,470. That is a good price for 2019.
Yeah, it's an interesting, the car is marketed as it was still a Scion as well, just not a lot of options. So if you get an XLE, that's basically a one-price car. It's not super well-equipped, there's no leather, for example, but it is a decently equipped vehicle, and if you can find one that you like, it's a great way to go, especially for a new driver or someone who lives in the city who can make use of a sedan that's that short.
Let's talk about another crossovers vehicle as more and more continue to shine in the spotlight here on Auto World. Let's talk about the Rogue for 2019. You recently had an opportunity to get behind the wheel of the SV rendition with all-wheel drive, and this vehicle certainly has grown up a lot over the years.
Yeah, the most recent update of the Rogue really brought it into sort of world-class stature in that it's just so much more refined than earlier versions of the vehicle, where there were some issues with the base 2.5 liter engine, which is the only engine, and the CVT being a little bit droney. But the vehicle is so much quieter now. It's so much better finished. And it was always just a great package. It does a good job with room and passenger space and cargo space. It is a nice handling vehicle. It's kind of fun to drive. It's reasonably quick. It's just a good way to go in this category. It is a Consumer Guide Best Buy. It's one of our favorite compact crossovers.
Our telephone number is 855-660-4261. Mackenzie's running the board if you have a question for Tom Appel. And one thing, Tom, we should remind everybody that everything is free for folks to check out at ConsumerGuide.com. And you even have a Tuesday email blast that goes out for folks so that they can get a sneak peek of what's up for that week. I really enjoy getting that.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah, anyone who wants to get on our email list, the only thing we ever do with it is send out a Tuesday email. I don't share these emails with anybody. Just go to consumerguide.com and say sign me up, and we'll get you on that list, and that'll let you know everything we're going to do that week. So just a nice way to get Consumer Guide in your email.
Let's talk about high-end trucks as they continue to also dominate the marketplace. Recently, you guys had the opportunity to get behind the wheel of the 2019 Nissan Titan Platinum Reserve. Just the name alone sounds like luxury.
Yeah, and you're seeing more and more of this, and Ram is certainly leading the charge in terms of bringing high-end vehicles to the market, and obviously Nissan wants to do the same thing with the Titan, so this is their version of that. Titan is a really interesting player in this segment. It's sort of the fifth wheel of the group, and that's sort of a shame. The things holding Titan back, I think, are simply limited availability. There's no V6 engine. For example, there aren't as many trim levels as there are for the Ford or for the Ram, and it's the newcomer, and I think people in this category are so darn loyal to a brand that they don't generally accept other makes as possible buying choices when they come to buy one. But I think the Titan goes a little bit overlooked, and this is a nice vehicle. And one of the things in the Titan's favor, I think, is one of the roomiest cabs on the market.
That's true, and certainly that's a big plus for any vehicle, and certainly in the competitive truck segment, this gives it a little bit of uniqueness as well. When we come back on the other side, we're going to talk about the Kia Optima Turbo and lots more with Tom Appel. This is Auto World. I'm Bob Long. Again, our telephone number, if you have a question, 855-660-4261 or bob@autoworldradio.com.
The way is clear.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Happy the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot
Tom
rod?
Tom Appel is our very special guest. He's one of our regular contributors, publisher of Consumer Guide, Consumer Guide Automotive. Check it all out at consumerguide.com. And we're talking about some recent test drives, and before we wrap up on that and talk about some other stuff, let's talk a performance vehicle from Kia, the Kia Optima SX Turbo for 2019. And for this model, Kia has turned up the heat a little bit.
Yeah, the SX model is always the hot vehicle in Kia's lineup, and that's no different in the Optima line. It's really the top-of-the-line version of Kia's midsize sedan Optima lineup. Kind of competes head-to-head with the Honda Accord Touring 2-liter, and as such, it has a 2-liter turbocharged engine. About what is not about, it's good for a claimed 245 horsepower. So that's a big 60 horsepower jump over the base 2.4. You also get cool aluminum wheels, bigger wheels and tires, a sportier suspension, and a kind of sported up interior. And it's a pretty convincing package. It's fun to drive. Really, our only complaint about this vehicle is the fuel economy. We had just hoped for a little bit more. We averaged something over 21 miles per gallon, and we've done just a little bit better with other performance-oriented midsize sedans. But if you're looking in this field, it's a little bit price, a little bit less expensive than some of the competition, so I would test drive it.
Let's talk about a cool feature that you have put together featuring a Buick, and it's the first in an installment of posts looking back at some concept vehicles, some show cars that made a big splash but never quite made it into the marketplace. And the first one is a retractable hardtop Buick, and folks can check this out at consumerguide.com. Tell us about this Buick.
Yeah, we just started this series of posts a couple of months ago, and I'm really enjoying it. But this one's called Forgotten Concept, the Buick Cielo. And there's some argument about how that's actually pronounced, and I don't know how many people were actually there at the reveal, but this was revealed at the 1999 Detroit Auto Show. It's based on the Regal, but it's a retractable hardtop sedan with fixed roof pillars, and it's got a really interesting curvy look, sort of an exaggerated Park Avenue look from the period. The feature car here is this really great burnt orange color, but it used a four-panel roof that would retract into the trunk, leaving a very big open roof, much bigger than a sunroof, practically a full convertible. What's interesting about this vehicle is not the vehicle itself, but that it led to a near production-ready version of the Buick Regal featuring the same roof the next year. That was called the Regal Cielo, and it looked production-ready, but Buick never pulled the trigger and produced the vehicle.
Yeah, it's a shame because it is a looker, and it would have been nice to see this one hit the roads. And I can't believe it was 1999 it was launched at. Yeah, in Detroit. So, folks, if you're curious, check it out at consumerguide.com. You've also put together a collection of grills. I like this. My favorite grills, 1950s edition. And I like the four different grills that you've got melded into one photograph there on the story. This is from your sister publication, Collectible Automobile. Tell us about some of these forgotten grills, Tom.
Yeah, you mentioned Collectible Automobile. These grills were actually selected by a Collectible Automobile publisher, Frank Piler. He's been with the company for a long time and actually hired me at Consumer Guide 20 years ago. But he's kind of a noted car fanatic and a big fan of 50s design, and he picked 10 cars from the 50s that are most notable for their interesting grills. And all the photography here actually came from Collectible Automobile magazine. So if it looks familiar, that's where you've seen that before. But his first pick was the 1950 Ford, which, as people know, pretty dramatically, I think that was reselled for 1949, if I remember correctly. But it was just a dramatically updated vehicle, and the grill is surprisingly simple.
Absolutely. And another great feature that you put together, Tom, is about mini car ads. It's called Micro Madness, and there are some three-wheeled vehicles here and a whole bunch of very rare and interesting vehicles that you show off in these ads.
Yeah, I think a lot of people know what the BMW iZetta was, and there was also a vehicle called the Messerschmitt, and both of those vehicles, I think, are what people think of when they think about mini cars historically, but there's a whole bunch of other ones, and we got a couple of fun ones here, the AC Petite, for example, or one that actually very collectible. There are actually gatherings to share this car, the Bond mini car, which, as you mentioned, is a three-wheeler. It, for some reason, has very dramatic side fenders, but no wheels or tires on the side.
And I can't believe the base sticker price of the iZetta in this ad, $998. And according to the advertisement, dealer's report, one sale every 10 minutes, the most sensational small car in the U.S. And when you look at these days, what BMW represents with its large a portfolio of vehicles, and stop and think that it wasn't that long ago that this was representative of the brand.
Yeah, that is actually amazing. It's so interesting. A fun fact I heard, and I don't know if I can confirm this anywhere, is that BMW wasn't actually profitable until it finally introduced the 3 Series, which is a fascinating fact, if it's in fact true.
Huh. Well, that's an interesting one, definitely, and certainly they've sold a lot of 3 Series over the years, but I could see that happening, definitely. So, folks, Tom does a great job, not only with the car reviews, but also on these. You got to check out these mini cars, like Tom mentioned, the Bond mini car, the three-wheeled vehicle, the Crossley. This was a company that made not only cars, but they made appliances as well.
Yeah, Crosley made radios, as I recall, and I'm trying to think. I think Crosley actually made radios that were sold to other car manufacturers as well.
Yes, exactly. I think they made a refrigerator, too.
Excellent.
And here's a home assemble car. Can you imagine this being available today? It would never be allowed with all the safety regulations, but it's called the King Midget Home Assembled Midget Auto, world's lowest price automobile, claiming 80 to 90 miles per gallon and being able to hit 45 to 50 miles per hour. And this definitely looks like it's meant for the soapbox derby and not the highways and byways of the streets of North America.
No, it does not look much more than what people race in karting circuits these days. It's incredibly small. It looks single-seater in the picture I'm looking at. I think there are a lot of versions of the King Midget. And the thing is, he wanted to dismiss this thing as having been silly, but it was unavailable for something like 20 years. So there must have been people who purchased these and actually built one. I've never seen one in the flesh. A couple of these other vehicles I have definitely seen at shows, but I've never seen a King Midget.
No, that would definitely be an interesting one to check out. And this Morris Mini called the Moke, M-O-K-E, that's got a very unusual look to it. It kind of looks like a miniaturized Jeep.
And of these vehicles, I think this was one of the more legitimately engineered products. It actually had articulated front suspension. You can actually see what's going on here. But this was available for a long time, and I think these were fairly legit, and there's a lot of these still around. Collectors love them.
Wow, mini cars. I remember once the Lars Anderson Automobile Museum in Boston did a whole display on mini cars, and out in Los Angeles, the Peterson Automobile Museum has also done a gallery of mini cars because, again, this was from the era that we saw everything from the huge tail fins on the Cadillacs to these tiny micro cars, and it all happened during the 1950s.
Yeah, it's such a closed case, too. There's just no way you'd ever see a renaissance of vehicle like these because legislation would just make them impossible.
Absolutely. Let's see if we can sneak in another review. Recently, you guys got behind the wheel of a Toyota, a Tacoma TRD Pro for 2019. This, I understand, is the ultimate off-roading Tacoma.
Yeah, the TRD Pro is a great adaptation of the Tacoma, and as you mentioned, yeah, this is about as off-road ready as you can get one from the factory. There's plenty of TRD parts from Toyota that you can get that you can install in the aftermarket. But one of the great things about this is that for as tough as this vehicle looks and as arguably old school as the Tacoma is, it's actually fairly livable. It's a refined little vehicle that, if you can deal with a choppy ride, kind of fun to drive.
Absolutely. Check it out at consumerguide.com. Tom, they're chasing us out the door for this week, but we'll get you back with us for a full hour real soon.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. That will do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lawn.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.